Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Whenever you're watching this, it is the most perfect time to join us in church. And we are so grateful that you did. I am literally just off platform. And I'm telling you, I had to come and make this message because I was just in probably the most electric service I've ever been in my life. And I'm about to take you into this service, but before I do, I gotta let you know there are some exciting things happening at Transformation Church that I want you to be a part of. Number one, this Friday, Undefeated Champion, the album comes out. If you have loved and supported the song that we have done and the music we've actually done all year, I just wanna say thank you. This week, Undefeated Champion comes out, and I want you to join us. If you haven't had a chance to pre-order, go do that now. Number two is next Sunday is Album Sunday. And y'all, people are flying in, driving in, and preparing to be with us. And I want to let you know we are preparing for you. We are praying for you. We are excited to meet Transformation Nation family. If you don't know what this is, we have released 4 albums this year, and this is our last one, and we have a big praise party on Sunday morning. And if you want to join us, come. And if not, gather your family and your friends. 10 a.m. next Sunday is going up. Last one, last big announcement, huge announcement, like ginormous announcement, is so big that I can't even make it. Check this video out.
You do not need another version or another thing or another person to do the next thing that God has put in front of you.
Somebody shout at me one more time, overflow. Say it one more
That's right. Next year, October 8th through the 10th, 2025, we are going to V4. And next Sunday after church at 4 p.m., tickets will go on sale. And I hope you and your family and your crew will be able to join us a part of this. Let me be frank. The service today was hijacked by the Holy Spirit. And the team was wondering, should we put it out? Should we put it up? But there were so many gems dropped by the Holy Spirit through the atmosphere and the moment we were in. I really believed that God's people needed to watch, hear, and be able to sense what God is saying right now. And so there is a message in here. There's some worship in here. There's some crying. There's some tears. There's some laughing. And at the end of all of it, I want to let you know that over 200 people got baptized today. In this service, y'all, I'm talking about transformation happening everywhere. I want you to open your hearts as we go right into, like, I'm putting you right smack dab in the middle of the service. Ain't no rhyme or reason. It's just God taking over. And I'm praying that he takes over your atmosphere, your life, your heart, and brings you to a brand new place of transformation. If you enjoy anything from this message, I dare you to share it with at least 2 or 3 people that you love. It could transform their entire life. Get ready for today's message. For everybody that is a part of what God is doing here, or you're visiting for the first time, welcome. We love you. We're regular people who jacked up, who have been saved by grace. And all we want to do is offer you the opportunity to walk in that level of freedom. Does it mean that everything becomes perfect? No. But what it does mean is your life will start taking a forward momentum and you will begin to progress. At this church, we believe in the motto, progression over perfection. If you're looking for a perfect church, you have not found one. If you think you have, when you show up, it is no longer perfect. So what I'm telling you is you might as well get around a bunch of believers who are going towards Jesus and will admit when they are wrong and need correction and have accountability, but are gonna enjoy the journey, and we're gonna see what God has to do. Amen. Amen. I feel happy. There's so many exciting things that are happening right now, and so I gotta tell you about a few. And I wanna thank God for what he's doing in this church. I don't know if you have recognized it, but this year, we decided the motto here is fruit. That this was the year that God prophetically told us that we would be not just ones who need fruit from others. We would be ones that bear fruit in our lives. And somebody with faith say, this will be my year of much fruit. Y'all know the year's not over yet. It just felt like when I said that, like talking about this year, it felt like people were like, yeah, I can't wait till 2025. Hold on, wait. It's November what, 9th, 8th? The 9th, 10th? It don't even matter. It's November 10th. We still got 50-something days left in this year. When I read in my Bible, he only needed three to defeat death, hell, and the grave. You should get hopeful right now. Cause somebody say, it ain't over. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all quit back there. Cause I don't need much today. Just one more time. Somebody say, it ain't over. God can let the last quarter of this year rewrite the whole narrative of the year. Y'all ever seen a movie that was going bad until that last little bit? All right. Don't leave this year too early. Some of y'all about to get the surprise of your life. Somebody just received that. Somebody about to get the... It's about to flip so quick. It's about to change so fast. You're going to be like, I was just planning. It's about to, your ring going to have weight on it. Some of y'all don't, I'm going where the faith is. Some of this stuff about to flip so fast. Yep. He that have an ear to hear, let him hear. There's some people judging y'all praise right now, but they're gonna be asking to borrow something in a minute. Don't let nobody keep you from giving God praise in faith. This thing about to flip so fast, Jay. No. Stop. All right, here we go. All right. For you. Bro, one time, your word is final. Your word is final. Final. I will
believe it. If it was started, hey. You will complete.
Just say, say your word. Say,
your word is final.
He's not done with this year
yet. I will believe it.
If it was.
If it was started.
Just one more time.
Say,
say your word.
Only God can do it. 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 Don't you know to do it? Only God can do it. 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 Only God can do it.
This is, guys,
you can't start running on the second level. You.
All I need is a memory.
All I need is a memory.
All I need is a memory.
Guys, 'cause all my life you have been faithful.
Yes, sir.
You better say it, say it.
All my life you have been so.
Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail.
Somebody should thank God for that.
God made it fail. God made it fail. He made it fail. Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail.
I'm done with y'all. All right. There's a praise in this house. There's a praise in this house. There's a praise in this house. Whoa. This thing is shaking people's houses. You're gonna get home and it's gonna be different. This thing is moving stuff. Yeah. All right. All right. Here we go. And it's like, this is very difficult as a public speaker. Because everything I want to say feels like putting lighter fluid on a fire. I need a... All right. And okay. And amen. And enough. Sit down. Album Sunday's next Sunday. We can do this all day next Sunday. We don't have to sing no songs, okay? I'm looking for a new band currently, because the one I have is disobedient. Golly. But when the praises go up, oh, I said when the praises
when go up. When the praises go up, oh yeah.
I'm telling you, the blessing, yeah, the favor, the miracle, the transformation, it's coming down.
It's coming down. It's coming down.
I have 30 minutes now. Sit down. Tony, give me your drumsticks. Thank you. Hold on. Does that mean when you think you lost something, God can restore? I gotta get out of here! I gotta get out of here! It's restoration season. Everything that the enemy thought he stole, we getting it all back, yeah? All of it, I want it all back. I want it all back. Look at your neighbor and say, I want it all back. Yeah, family, want it all back. Resources, I want it all back. Yeah. The time, I want it all back. Now I heard you. You can't get time back. Well, my Bible says. I don't know what Bible you're reading, but it says all of the time that the cankerworm had stolen, all of the time that the palmer worm had stolen. It says my God will restore back to you. Some of y'all lost decades. Get ready. Get ready. I'm getting it all. Okay, I need to be honest. Like 10 minutes ago, it was all good. I stepped over into my blackness 10 minutes ago, okay? I just want to let y'all know. The last 10 minutes is just how I was raised. This has nothing to do with anything. This is my culture coming out, and I like to praise God. I just want to acknowledge, okay? All right. All right, cool. Sit down, please. Hold your yell, please. Start it back up in the car, please. Bring it next Sunday, please. Beautiful segue, next Sunday. I think all of the I don't just want to say energy. I feel like momentum. I feel like all of the momentum that's in the room right now, we're going to bring it next week. As we're gonna celebrate God together, and I'm just letting you know, anything can happen next week. We are releasing an album this Friday called Undefeated Champion. Yeah. And I wanna be very clear with you, this whole album is a hip hop and R&B album, okay? It is meant to go into culture and cast a net that brings people that are far from God. Okay, and this is gonna be a beautiful picture, but I'm just telling everybody right now, that's like, oh, this is for the young people. No, it's not. Or this is just for the people, you know, that like that style of music. No, it's not. Y'all, me and Pastor Ro and the band were at rehearsal this week, and I'm just telling you, wear strong deodorant next week. If you're a 5-spray person, double up. If you use light, get this is the Sunday you get full strength, okay? Okay? Help the environment. Save the ozone. We actually have a lot of friends and guests that are flying and coming in for this. I'm encouraging everybody, you need to be here before it starts. Because it starts immediately, and you're going to be salty that you missed it. 9:30, be in the building. because we're going to see God do something very special. And for all our Transformation Nation people, I want to let you know we are ready for you. We've already seen in the chats and the comments, I'm coming. Y'all didn't do conference this year, so I'm coming. This is going to be my... We hear you. Come on. And for all my brothers and sisters that are watching on the Pando app right now that are currently incarcerated, y'all need to cheer for them. They're a part of this movement. I want to let you know that we have intentionally made a decision that all of these worship Sundays, we are putting them on the Pando app as standalone worship experiences. They told me our worship experiences have hundreds of thousands of views. When we did Overflow and Dominion and Thy Kingdom Come, these people are watching them over and over in a day. And let me just give you a stat, because y'all think this about, oh yeah, we doing outreach to the prison. Let me help you understand something. That this year alone, somebody say this year, in the correctional facility department, who has been a part of what Transformation Church is doing, get ready for this. 11,000 people have said yes to Jesus in prison. If you go shout for something today, that's the one thing you need to shout about. Hallelujah. I didn't say 11. And if it was 11, all of heaven would have turned up 11 times. 11 parties. I said 11. And these weren't rededications. The way that this system is set up is they only compress it one time. And these are people who decided for Jesus. Potentially the worst season by man's standard of their life. I just want to let you know transformation is really happening. And so we're grateful for you, thankful for you, and you are a part of this. And I want to let you know that we have inmates. I just need everybody to know what type of church we're in. Because some of y'all is like, oh no, inmates. You just didn't get caught. Hell, nasty butt. Ew. I just had a lot of things come to my mind. I got to stay focused. But we invite you to come to this church when you get out. There's about 1,000 of us that will tell you, welcome home. You're not what you used to do. Any man that be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. I want everybody to realize, man, that's what we celebrated today with baptisms. Over 50 people decided to make Jesus Christ their Lord. And there's some people in this room right now that still need to do that. And this is how we're going to do it. I'm not going to preach this today. Because I feel... No, somebody said, oh, no, you be mad at me because if I open this thing up, we're here another hour and a half. Okay. Y'all, no, stop, because I won't see you for 6 weeks. You would came, you'd be like, woo, that was enough. Thank you, Lord. And I'll see you at Christmas. Stop. Don't even be hyping me up like that. But please, please don't get it twisted. God's already speaking. Many times we want him in a form and a formula. But he's already speaking. He was requiring praise from you today. He was requiring thanksgiving from you today. And some of us did not take the opportunity to give him. You came looking for something. He came requiring something. And what you don't understand is that anything you give to God, he don't let you outgive him. So many times what we need is wrapped up in what we give. And so I'm encouraging you, but this is what I feel very strongly to do as we are in here. Number one, I want to let you know that God's calling this church to another level of another level of bearing the fruits of the Spirit. And I had a message prepared on kindness today. And I'm going to give it to you. Please don't get it twisted. Ain't nothing wasted around here. No. But I think that God is pleased by the praises of his people. And I just want you to know, like this is the moment where you realize that, oh, God can minister to me in several different ways. I believe he's pleased. And so what I just want to let everybody know is that we had an election this past Tuesday. And there are too many Christians that are out of character right now. I have it very well said in the message is very articulate and very powerful and potent, and I got points. But I just want to let you know that you will give an account for everything you post and everything you say. I don't care that you're black. I can say this. I don't care that you were raised Republican. I don't care what you believe. The government can't save us anyway. You can't legislate love. You can't act. They can't save us anyway. And some of y'all acting like Jesus died and didn't rise again. Our future is secure. I'm coming to beg the church to act like you know. Look at your neighbor and say, act like you know. You're losing friendship and equity and loyalty and jobs and business over getting some likes on a post and retweeting things. You're looking less like Jesus. And today I'm coming to beg the church. I'm not talking about people who don't know God. And politics can be a big deal for you. I'm not saying don't take the thing seriously. I'm saying don't let it change your character. And I know this is hard for somebody to even hear right now. But I want to let you know that it was a baby that was sent here. And it said, and the government shall be on his shoulders. And we call him Counselor, Prince of Peace. I feel God on him. Everlasting Father. He's the great I Am. The one who was, who is, and who is to come. His name is Jesus. And so today my message is, stop making Jesus look bad. You need a title for a sermon? Stop it. Came right from the Spirit. Ah, I felt that. Everybody say my title with me. Stop it. Stop. You ain't got nothing good to say? No, this is another S word. Shut up. No, stop it. And for some of y'all to stop it, you got to shut up. And some of y'all ready to stand up? You need to sit. I feel the presence of God in this, but you need points. Stop it. Shut up. I think it was Prophet Kendrick said, be humble, huh? Huh? Sit down. Walk in humility. We don't gotta agree. There are real issues out here. But at the end of the day, you don't look like what you claim to represent. And I just, I just came to the gathering place where you came knowing what this was. You knew this was about the Bible, about Jesus, about worship. So I just need to talk to us. If you ain't with us yet, all good. Love you. So glad you're here. We about to have a salvation prayer in a moment. We want to invite you into the family, but I got to talk. You just in on a family conversation right now. Y'all stop it. Because what many of you are doing is creating a chasm to the people God assigned for you to help draw them in. The reason you're at that job is because God sent you there on assignment. The reason you're at that school is because God sent you there on assignment. And you hiding behind a screen and watching Fox News and CNN, and you doing all of this stuff, trying to get your case built up to go in and argue with somebody that it ain't even about y'all winning. It's about their soul at the end of the day. Some of y'all need to stop asking your first question when you sitting there with your nail tech. So what you think about the election? Shut up. Because you know your feelings are so strong about that. At the end of it, it's not going to show the love of Jesus. I know I'm being strong right now. But what I'm saying is, 2 years from now, what will be the carnage of our carelessness in this season? Don't be careless right now. Don't think that somebody is inherently bad because they believe something different. I told the staff this week, I said, I was an idiot about parenting until I had a kid. When a parent be like, whew, I'm so tired. I'll be like, you had the kid. Why are you so tired? Until I need all my parents to back me up right now, y'all. Until one of them jokers don't eat the meal you prepared for them. And then you try to be a stern parent and be like, well, fine, if you don't want to eat it. But then right before bed, you better start eating the air. But you know you're not built like that. So you go make some mac and cheese. And you ain't built like that. What I'm saying is our understanding many times has a lot to do with our maturity in life. And many times we're cutting off places where it should be a bridge to Jesus because there's disagreement. Stop it. Shut up. Sit down. And be humble. Because that is what our example did. I'll just prove it to you. The people of the day when Jesus was here, they wanted him to go up to the governmental structure and make the transformation from what they saw as the problem. And he never went to the power structure. He went to the vessel he wanted to put power into. He went to the people. And every time that Jesus would come across people that nobody wanted him to be around, even his own disciples, we have proof that the disciples were racist. Oh, God. Y'all don't remember? When he met with the woman at the pool that day at noon, and the woman, she had came and she was a woman of the night. The Bible told us that Jesus prophesied to her and said, yeah, you've been with a lot of brothers, and the one you with right now, he ain't even your husband. She said, oh my goodness. She felt exposed. And the disciples were in the city at the time getting some food. And when they came back and saw Jesus just talking with her, they were like, why would you have anything to do with this woman? So people close to Jesus still had issues they was working out. But what God was requiring is he was one who would watch, stop. He would stop and at least conversate with people. He would stop and find out what they were going through and what was going on.
And what he would do many times is he would stop talking. Imagine God with all knowledge of past, present, and future. Listening to you ramble about something he's gonna fix in 5 minutes. Think about it. For many of us, if we was God, we would just be like, let me just heal you. But he saw value in not just teaching and talking, but he would be quiet enough to listen. Hear where the real pain is. Hear where the real offense is. Hear where the real cry for help is. And what he would do many times to let them know that he wasn't this big God. They say you're the Messiah. They say he would sit with them. He would stop. He would be quiet. And he would sit with them. And what it takes for the God of the universe to sit? Humility. He was humble enough to say, Zacchaeus, I know they all hate you. And you make everybody's taxes go up. He was a y'all don't be thinking, like, all, they hate you. But I'm coming to sit at your table tonight. I want to listen to you. I'm humble enough. And that one act of our example, stopping, shutting up, and sitting down in humility turned into a blessing for the entire community. Zacchaeus got his life transformed and said, I'm gonna give back everything plus some. Could your worst enemy actually be your ally? If you stop, shut up. And maybe sit in humility for a second. Church, I'm not asking you to do something that I don't have to actively do. I will never get up here and act like I figured this out. There have been some things said, some things posted, some stuff done that makes me feel anger. Makes me feel, can I go deeper in an emotion real quick? Oh gosh. I want to show y'all vulnerability as a pastor. It makes me feel vulnerable. I don't want to have to feel like this in America. I don't want to have to feel with this with evangelical pastors or this group of people. I don't want to show up in a room and be like, but when I come to the Holy Spirit, I say, God, here I am. Could you please make me more like you? And many times, you know what he tells me? What you doing? Stop it. And before you say anything else, shut up. Well, I gotta go do something. Mm-mm. Sit down. And let me teach you how to be humble. How do you find humility? You find it in the Word of God. When he put scriptures in there that says, love your enemy, it says literally, if your enemy's hungry, cook for him. Now, I don't know if y'all just walk around with snack packs and meals, but if it says if they're hungry, feed them. That means it's gonna take some of my resources, some of my time, at least some of my money. Where I'm gonna get, okay, I'm gonna go to Chick-fil-A. I'm gonna get you a Chick-fil-A. I don't like you, but like, eat this number one deluxe. Like, it says if your enemy is thirsty, give him a drink. I don't know if you have a water dispenser on you, but that means it will require something of you to go get the water. Encouragement, you can give it right there. But he's saying, I want it to cost you something. He said, and by doing so, it will be like heaping hot coals on their head. the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness of God through God's people may be the strongest reflection of who he is. And I put it in my sermon, and I'm going to say it again in a week or two when I preach this, so act like it's brand new when I say it the next time. But who's the kindest person you know? No, for real, like, who's the kind, not God, I'm talking about a real person. Y'all get so deep. God, the Father, the Holy One of Israel. No, real person. I love my church. Real person. Is it granny? Is it a coworker? Is it a child? Who's the kindest person you know? Because one of the fruits of the Spirit that he says that need to be developed in us is kindness. And I don't know about you, but the people group of Christians is not normally referred to. I don't know, generous maybe, loving at times. But we would think of an organization like Chick-fil-A as kinder than the church. Why? When it's supposed to be a fruit of our relationship with him. Remember when I asked you who's the kindest person you know? My question really is, would you be on anybody's list? Would anybody, not everybody, would anybody define you as kind? If not, we may need to humble ourselves and sit at the feet of Jesus a little more. We might need to wash some feet. No. I mean, we may need to. Do y'all remember Jesus literally putting his hands on the disciples' crusty toes? Now, I want you to, in the land of pedicures and athletic shoes and all of this other stuff, the feet would have been the most defiled part of the body back then, as their feet were exposed to all of the elements. So they would have cuts on them. They would have been bruised from the sandals, the leather, or the rope rubbing against their feet. They would have had calluses. They might have had bites and bugs on them. And for another person who was supposed to be God to humble himself. Oh, what do you have to do to wash somebody's feet? Stop it. Shut up. I know we don't believe everything the same. But because I'm a believer, I gotta put my hands on what you think is disgusting. And I'm going to be kind with you. I'm gonna show God's love to you. I'm gonna remember that I still need God to wash me. And I'm gonna relate to you on a level that doesn't make me seem better than you. Do you know what sitting? My daughter Gia is taller than me in this position. Sitting is a vulnerable position. And many of us want to stay high when God's asking us to come low. Today I'm asking the church to not feed into the narrative that so many already believe. I'm asking us to represent. To actually give God, show God, and promote God differently.
when they start talking about politics, you come in and be like, I don't care who you voted for. I love you anyway. Some of you can't even say that because you are so attached to your opinion that you have made your opinion an idol. And your beliefs that are not based on the word of God have now taken the throne of your heart. And you worship them. You talk about them. You give to them. You try to get other people to believe in them. You're only an evangelist of the thing that sits on the throne of your heart. Hear what I just said to you. You only evangelize and get other people to try to believe in whatever sits on the throne of your heart. And many, many of us are evangelists for our idols. If Beyonce drop an album, we will hear about it from you. If your team gets a new jersey, you got four of them, home and away. And one from my little son, Junior. You promote it everywhere you go. Some of y'all got socks that you got in high school because they got your favorite thing that you love on them. I'm not coming for any one thing because all of us have things that we have to dethrone. Oh my God. All of us have things in our life that we need to dethrone. There shall be no other God besides him, before him. And I just think in this room today, as this is a completely Holy Spirit-led impartation of what I feel like God's trying to say to his church. Today we have to dethrone every idol and put Jesus back on the only place he deserves to be in our life. First place. God, forgive me. Forgive us for putting anything other than you on the throne of our heart. Today we are coming with contrite hearts, saying that we need kingdom priorities. Whether it's how we were taught, or a defense mechanism, or just the things, Father, that we think are better. Today, God, we humbly submit everything at your feet. And God, would you please, please make us more like you? Not in a churchy Sunday type of way. But I'm talking about, Father God, when we're cut off in traffic, make us more like you. When we know they're trying to take advantage of us, make us more like you. When we see the transgression or the offense, and we got proof of it. Father, I'm not talking about let us be taking advantage and living with no boundaries. God, I'm asking that you would give us a godly, Christ-like response in the face of very difficult times. We know we cannot do this in our own power. So, Holy Spirit, would you develop in us the fruits of the Spirit that allow us to walk in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. And Lord, we all need self-control. It's the only proof that we have relationship with you, God. So do something in our hearts. Because just wanting to do better doesn't change anything. We need a transformation, God.
I want to be altered here at this altar. I want to be altered here at this altar. Wherever you're at, it's an altar right now. It's where you need to lay something down. I want to be altered here at the altar. Come on, you just say that. Talk to God. I want to be altered here at the altar. I wanna be altered
here at the altar.
Jesus. God, do something brand new in me. I don't wanna act like I have it all together. I need you.
I wanna be altered here at the altar.
I don't know who's in here that really needs a transformation, but would you just lift your hands and say, God, I wanna be altered.
I wanna be altered here at the altar.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged you. Our vision is to represent God to the lost and found for transformation in Christ. And if you would like to partner with us in giving, you can text GIVE to 828282 or visit us on our website. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and check out our other sermons as well. Our service begins every Sunday at 10:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now go out and live a transformed life.